Flavor 8 Bottling in New London is thought to be one of the first newly formed returnable bottling plants in decades.
I'm going to give you a blue raspberry. This is one of our more unusual ones.
Co-owner John Matheson started up Flavor 8 along with his partner Dave Tallow in 2010. The 8 in the name is for the 8-ounce bottles it's sold in. The company is now in 45 retail locations. Dave Tallow says it sells the type of soda that was once ubiquitous in small towns.
There were over 200 bottlers in this state in the 1950s, small bottlers. And more soda was consumed in the late 1950s in this country than is now.
Now, Tallow says there are thought to be only 13 small returnable bottlers in the whole country. It turns out three of them are in northeastern Wisconsin.
It would be Twiggs Beverage, Seymour Beverage in Seymour, and us. And I believe we're the first returnable bottle soda company in nearly 40 years in the country.
Flavor 8 is categorized by the industry as a gourmet soda. A number of microbreweries offer sodas along with beer, but not in returnable bottles. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection inspects and licenses bottlers for cleanliness, but it doesn't differentiate between returnables and non-returnables. After scraping together startup money and some incentives from the City of New London, Tallow and Matheson found and restored a vintage bottle washer, filler, and capper.
This was put in a warehouse and stored for 37 years. They didn't come in the shape you see them.
That's after Tallow spent a couple of years and a lot of effort researching the market and testing out samples from other companies on his family and friends.
It was a product that everybody seemed to like and have very fond memories of, but no one understood why it went away. How could something so fun and popular go away?
Turns out bottlers didn't keep their deposit prices apace with the sharply rising price of glass.
Your deposit has to cover the cost of you losing a case of bottles and the case it came in. And over time, they did not keep that deposit rising with the cost of glass. So when they'd lose or someone didn't take the cases back, they only had, say, $1.50 to replace something that cost them $7.
Customers have to put $10 down for their first purchase of a case of Flavor 8. After that, a case is roughly $10. Co-owner Tallow says nostalgia is part of the product's draw, and key to that retro taste is the glass bottle. It can't be plastic or aluminum. He says Flavor 8 also shuns high fructose sweeteners in favor of granular sugar and a large bubble carbonation.
It gloms onto the water molecules during the process, and you can open it. It just stays with the water. The whole idea was when you put it in your mouth and your mouth warms it up, that's when the CO2 comes out of it.
Tallow and Matheson occasionally team up with Twiggs Beverage in Shawano, best known for distributing Sundrop. The two go in together on bulk purchases like bottle caps. Besides the two co-owners, Flavor 8 has two part-time employees and plans to soon have 11 flavors.
Here's our biggest seller. This is Rupert.
Oh, I get to try another one?
Just take a little swig.
Okay.
Flavor 8 serves up about 500 cases per week. Dave Tallow and John Matheson hope to expand distribution beyond northeastern Wisconsin to backyards all over the state. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.